It's Thursday, the 16th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. President Nangolo Mbumba has welcomed the ceasefire announced by the state of Qatar, marking a significant and overdue moment for the people of Gaza, who have endured immense suffering since the 7th of October 2023. President Mbumba, in a statement, said the complete ceasefire is an opportunity for the people of Gaza to return to their land and begin the process of rebuilding and reconstruction. Separately, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has commended mediators Egypt, Qatar, and the U.S. for their dedicated efforts in brokering the temporary Israel-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza. The three-phased ceasefire, which comes into effect on Sunday, will see the release of Palestinians held in Israeli custody and the release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza.
I urge the parties to seize this opportunity to establish a credible political path to a better future for Palestinians, Israelis, and the broader region, ending the occupation and achieving a negotiated two-state solution with Israel and Palestine living side by side in peace and security remain an urgent priority.
A tropical cyclone has killed at least 8 people in Madagascar and Mozambique, destroyed thousands of homes in both countries, and is set to intensify on Thursday. Tropical cyclone Dikeledi killed 5 and ruined over 3,000 homes in northern Mozambique, the country's disaster management agency reported on Thursday. Then the General Industries Workers Union of South Africa is calling for an independent commission of inquiry into what it terms the Stilfontein massacre. It follows the discoveries of more bodies of illegal miners at Buffelsfontein gold mine, with 140 additional arrests, bringing the number to 246 since Monday, GIWUSA President Mametlwe Sebei.
The Stilfontein massacre has exposed the deadly consequences of a state that serves the interest of capital and neglect vulnerability of ordinary people. GIWUSA stand firm in its commitment to fight for justice for the victims and their families. We call on all South Africans to demand accountability from those in power.
And finally, FNB Namibia has been awarded Top Employer in Namibia and Africa for 2025 by the Top Employers Institute. FNB says the honor shows the company's commitment to employee well-being, growth, diversity, exceptional work environment and development, and strong organizational culture, prioritizing inclusion and innovation. Here's the Chief Human Capital Officer of First Rand Namibia, Isto Angula.
This recognition really underscores the effectiveness of our people and business strategy, which places our people at the center of everything we do. So by achieving 90% in the first year of participation, it's really a strong validation that across the various pillars for which we have been assessed, we place our employee first.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.